You are listening to Hang Out with Heather.
Hang Out with Heather.
On Niche Radio.
Back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. Of course, it's Friday, everybody's favorite day of the week. And after what feels like a week that's been going on for 2 years, I am relieved to have some time off this weekend and to be able to go out and do all the things that I love to do. And of course, I've got all your best entertainment and lifestyle news and cool things going on in and around our beautiful country of South Africa to share with you. I also catch up one-on-one with our new Miss South Africa, Zozi Benzi Tunzi, who has just returned from walking in New York Fashion Week, completely owned that runway. And sadly, she didn't get to meet Trevor Noah, but she did go to see one of his shows, and she's going to share all about her trip to New York and all the cool stuff that she did with us on the show today. So stick around. I've also got two brand new competitions coming up a little bit later. So big news, big announcement, and I have to share this with you. I am so excited. Four Ways is getting its very own beach club, complete with sushi, champagne, and sunshine, and it's opening in November, just in time for the festive season, and I am excited. So the team that own Altitude Bar at Times Square in Pretoria are opening Altitude Beach Club. In the middle of Four Ways, it's just sort of by Four Ways Mall, and it is set to be Joburg's hottest premium waterfront dining and lifestyle venue this side of the equator. It looks absolutely stunning. This would be an absolute jewel, and I think it's going to change the face of Joburg this festive season. Looking forward, can host up to 1,500 guests. There's a little sort of exclusive VIP pods. It really looks awesome. Please head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and go and check out the Altitude Beach Club post. You can get some idea of some photos there, the designer mock-ups. It looks absolutely awesome. I'm really, really excited for this. Happening this weekend, happy birthday to Calexico Rock and Roll Bar, who are located in Mill Park in Auckland Park. One of my favorite chill spots. They always have great music. The food's good. Really, really good vibe. And they are turning 1 year old, would you believe, 44 Stanley Avenue in Mill Park. They are known for their tasty nachos, sticky ribs, and double burgers, signature cocktails, and like I said, really good vibes. This Saturday, the 14th of September, Arno Carstens will be performing live from 5 p.m. onwards. So make sure you get there. You will need to book a table. They fill up quite quickly. You can give them a call on 011-482-5791 to book your table at Calexico Rock and Roll Bar and Grill. Enjoy. Arno is a legend as well. Going down this weekend, I'm actually heading through to the opening evening tonight. I'm excited to be joining Shines, Born to Perform. They're opening this evening at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. They're running four shows only over the course of the weekend. And these are literally the coolest performing kids from Johannesburg ever. There are 450 young performers that are going to be on stage, along with some famous singers as well. And this is going to be really incredible. So if you've got kids in the house that love to perform, or you've got some youth that would love to go and see this, you don't want to miss out on Born to Perform Shine 2019, which is on stage for four shows only, Teatro Monte Cassino, Friday the 13th of September at 8, Saturday the 14th of September at 3 and 8, and Sunday the matinee is at 3 p.m. Tickets range from 180 to 320 rand and can be booked online at montecasino.co.za, or you can also head to CompuTicket. I'm really, really looking forward to that. If you're down in Cape Town and you're looking for something cool to do this weekend, South Africa's favorite all-inclusive boutique wine and food gathering for the curious and enlightened returns to the Old Biscuit Mill this Sunday, the 15th of September. Six of the city's iconic chefs and 30 of the Cape's most revered winemakers are going to come together to create an unrivaled tasting experience. There's going to be yummy food. There's going to be loads of wine. And literally, this looks stunning. This looks absolutely incredible. So Sunday, the 15th of September, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Old Biscuit Mill in Woodstock, priced at 890 rand per person. There are only 500 tickets available, so do not delay. There's going to be music, there's going to be DJs. It is going to be awesome. Tickets are available on quicket.co.za. Now, I mentioned earlier that I got to catch up with our current new Miss South Africa. She was crowned about a month ago, Miss SA's Zozi Benzi Tunzi, who got to realize a lifelong dream of going to New York and walking in New York Fashion Week recently. Zozi turned heads. She's been turning heads since she took her crown on the 9th of August with her funky hairstyle and her incredible attitude, and she really has got tongues wagging, and in a good way. And she got to have an incredible time in New York, and I got to catch up with Zozi and find out a little bit more about her experiences.
It was amazing. I mean, I was in the biggest city in the world. And it's my first time out of South Africa. So for me to have been able to go to New York was absolutely mind-blowing. It is the most vibrant city I've ever seen. I have never seen so many people in my life. And I have never seen more horrible traffic. The worst. But my experience there was amazing. I got to do a lot of things. You know, I got to walk in Fashion Week. I got to see, you know, the Miss Universe headquarters. I got to meet other Miss Universe contestants. And I just got to hear people's stories, you know, just to see how different the United States is from South Africa. It was quite cool.
And what was the highlight for you? I mean, I know you got to, you know, walk in New York Fashion Week. You got to see Trevor Noah, I believe, and meet him. What was the ultimate highlight of the trip for you?
Well, I didn't actually get to meet Trevor Noah. I did go to his show, though.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get to meet him. But my favorite highlight, you know, the whole trip to New York was in Fashion Week. I'm not really a model. I've never modeled before. I've never walked, you know, a runway before. And so for me to start at New York Fashion Week is an absolute highlight. And to be able to do it with Black Woman, you know, we come from the same background. And for us to be able to be in New York to show people, you know, what South Africa is about, to show people that, you know, Africans really are kings and queens, was the highlight for me.
Well, I saw the photos. You definitely looked like you owned that runway.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And so what's next? You're obviously starting to prepare for Miss Universe now. What's on the cards for you?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
What's on the cards for you next?
For Miss Universe?
Well, yeah, you're starting to prep for that. Is there anything else that you're working on?
Yes, I mean, we've been making a lot of promises about what I want to do with my year of reign. You know, I spoke a lot about women empowerment and just protection of women. And I'm excited to start working on that. You know, we're already sitting down in discussions to see what we're going to do with my project. So that's coming up. I'm excited to share it. You know, we've been speaking a lot. Now it's time to really put our words into action. So, yes, outside of this universe, it's just going to be me, you know, focusing on the things that I said I would do and actually doing it.
I am so excited to watch Zozi Benzi's journey as she continues reigning as Miss South Africa and heading to Miss Universe. All the best, Zozi. We are all behind you. Now, coming up and some dates to diarize, Heritage Day, which is taking place on Tuesday, the 24th of September, obviously a public holiday. I know a lot of people are making it a long weekend. If you're looking for some cool ideas, I have got two that you want to diarize and you want to book for. The first is one of my fave local restaurants, Cafe del Sol, who love Italian and South African food, and I love their Italian and South African food. And this year they are inviting their fellow South Africans to celebrate Heritage Day in a very novel style. On Tuesday, 24th of September, Cafe del Sol will welcome food blogger and semi-finalist from My Kitchen Rules South Africa Season 2, Luyanda Mafanya, to co-host the celebration. Italian dishes will be served with true South African flair, and you can drink a toast to the Rainbow Nation with wines from Idiom, expertly paired with delightful culinary creations in Cafe del Sol's Botanico's welcoming embrace. Love this restaurant. Love their living wall. Very, very cool. That's the 24th of September, Tuesday from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. Tickets are 750 rand per person and includes your three-course meal paired with Idiom wines. Please make sure to book Pop Cafe del Sol and email marketing@cafedelsol.co.za. Down in the Cape, Heritage Day is also looking up. Constantia Glen is amping up the ante with a red wine and traditional South African platter that they're going to be serving on Heritage Day. So taking South Africa back to their culinary roots, Bobotsi, Biltong, Droewors, Samosas, Snoek Pate, Port Brood, pepper juice and potato salad sounds incredible and actually looks incredible. You can see some photos on my website, heatherhook.com. They're going to be serving that along with their incredible wines. And yeah, that looks like something really, really great to do. If you want to book or find out more on my website, or you can head onto their website, constantiaglen.com. The 28th of September this year is Cancer Day, and Cupcakes of Hope are celebrating their 8th National Cupcake Day for kids with cancer on the 28th of September. This is an incredible initiative. They've been raising money for 8 years to help kids under the age of, some of them are, under the age of 18, but I mean, there's some kids who are really little and are suffering with terrible cancer, and they are raising funds for an incredible cause. So if you want to get involved, please head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and go and check out the Cupcakes for Host, Cupcakes for Hope post on my website, and you can find out how you can donate. If you want to be a baker, so you can bake some cupcakes that they can sell. And they've partnered this month with National Family Restaurant chain Mug and Bean as well. So for every muffin ordered at Mug and Bean, they will donate R5 to Cupcakes of Hope as well. Is another incredible way to get involved. If you want to become a cupcake angel, you want to find out more, head on over to cupcakesofhope.org, or of course my website, heatherhook.com. Last but not least, Dire Straits are coming to South Africa on the 15th of October, and features original Dire Straits members Chris White and Chris Whitten. And that is taking place at the Sun Arena at Times Square on the 15th of October. These guys are utterly iconic. I cannot wait for this event. It is going to be absolutely awesome. So if you want to find out more, you can get your tickets on CompuTicket. They're expected to be selling super fast. So, and they range between 195 to 350 rand. This is going to be an incredible night in the company of rock and roll legends, Dire Straits. Now, last but not least, you know I love a good giveaway, and I've got two brand new giveaways to launch this week. I'm super, super excited. So you can win an incredible Giselle Ballet hamper valued at 2,600 rand thanks to Joburg Ballet when they launched their Giselle Ballet, which is a season of 10 performances of the beloved classic, which is going to be on stage at the Joburg Theatre, Friday the 4th to Sunday the 13th of October in association with the Joburg Philharmonic Orchestra. So what you need to do is you need to head on over to my website, you need to click on the competitions tab, and you need to click on the Giselle Ballet hamper tab, and you can win a hamper valued at 2,600 rand, which includes 4 tickets to attend the opening evening, 2 signed programs, and a signed point shoe to keep as a memento. You need to comment below the post, tell me where Giselle's being held and why you deserve to win, and the competition closes on the 26th of September, and the winner will be contacted via email. Last but not least, and I'm really looking forward to this one, the Steenberg Garden Party is back. Woohoo! It's one of my favorite events of the year, and I'm delighted to have a set of 2 tickets valued at 600 rand per ticket, so it's 1,200 rand for a couple, to come through and join in all the fun at the Steenberg Garden Party, which is taking place Saturday the 5th of October from 12 until 5 at the beautiful kitchen at L'Antico Giordano in Lanseria. These include unlimited wine tastings, food and live entertainment, and it is an absolutely stunning venue. You want to make sure that you enter. You could stand a chance to win. Thanks to Steenberg Wines for putting that together for me. I'm looking forward to sharing. So make sure you head on to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and answer the simple question below the post. Don't worry, the answer is in the post. I won't leave you hanging like that. That is it from me for this week. I, of course, will be back with you again next week with all your best entertainment and lifestyle news. I'll see you around, maybe at Calexico or Born to Perform, and I look forward to seeing you. Please come say hi if you see me, and I'll be back with you again next week. Have a great weekend ahead. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.